Someone who joins us this afternoon, Heinrich Vollmig. He is, of course, from the citizen survey, and essentially what they go about doing on a yearly basis is they give one an idea of how citizens feel going into the State of the Nation address. They speak to citizens on the back of the previous one, and they get a sense of who's listening, what they're listening out for, how seriously they take it, and what sort of trajectory they think the country is being put on by the president as he delivers this. But before we get into the details of the South African Citizen Survey. Heinrich, I'm hoping that you can hear me. It looks like we don't have a particularly good line to you. And are we able to take you? We are able to take you, Heinrich. So give me a sense of this. We've heard in the last few minutes that Eskom is thinking about offering voluntary retrenchment packages to its senior staff. What is your response to that, first of all?
Well, good afternoon, Joanne, and thank you for having me on the show. Yes, I mean, Eskom is obviously faced with a range of crises, and the importance of getting some fluidity into the SOE is a priority. And so it is surprising, I have to say, given the adamant stance that the president has taken on no retrenchments, and certainly even the stronger stance that the unions have taken, that these packages have been offered. We know that they are capped at 400 million and that they're for non-core managers in non-core areas, as well as those over the age of 60 and then under 62. But I think what's concerning, Joanne, is just some of the responses. So you have NUM, which is the largest union represented at Eskom, saying that it hasn't been consulted and certainly wouldn't agree at this stage to such a move. And it kind of reminds us of what's happened with the call for the pension funds and their use to bail out about 250 billion rand worth of Eskom's debt. We have now the PIC just in the last few hours saying, well, it hadn't been consulted and also was unsure as to what the direction was. So I think that lack of stakeholder consultation on these critical moves is very worrying.
Heinrich, we know that Eskom is very likely going to have to get rid of some staff at the very least, because it certainly is a very bloated body of workers within that organization. But who is it best to get rid of if one is going to go ahead and do that?
No, that's a very good point. And I mean, the way that these packages seem to be structured would be probably amongst the most rational approaches. But in addition to actually identifying who should be retrenched, it's also important, given the delicate nature of these negotiations, to ensure that everybody's brought on board first. So, yeah, I would agree. I think the approach they've taken does make sense, given the bloated nature of the organization. But the consultation is really important.
Heinrich, thank you so much for your feedback on that aspect of the breaking news we're following at this hour. Let's talk about your survey for a moment and tell me, how aware or interested is the average South African in the State of the Nation that's happening this afternoon?
Joanne, you know, I think tragically not interested enough, but for understandable reasons. You know, State of the Nation addresses or SONAs are supposed to be moments of not just inspiration, but moments that actually give clear, concrete direction. And what we've seen over the years are lots of promises that have been made, lots of lofty rhetoric, and this has been the refrain. Wonderful promises, but where is the delivery? And after a while, people stop listening, which is the last thing we can afford with State of the Nation addresses.
Do they feel genuinely that SONA actually has any effect on the direction that the country's politics or policy in general takes?
Yes, it does. It certainly does have that potential. I mean, if you look at the similar State of the Nations that across the world, you know, strong, bold promises are often made. It tends to galvanize the populace. It tends to even stimulate the economy. And so they are great tools that if used properly, can have a great beneficial effect. And we need that now more than ever at this stage, when we have a cusp of potential downgrade, when we could be thrust into a full-blown recession because of that. We need that kind of strong direction. So a good SONA at this stage could be tremendously beneficial to South Africa.
Tell me, do ordinary citizens feel that the president's priorities align with theirs?
I think not. Look, I would say this, that the president is very popular. Most of us have great confidence in him, and so he can leverage that. But I think, you know, the challenge has been, if you look at some of the promises made just in the last two SONAs and the delivery track record, that it has begun to impact on that confidence.
I want to ask you just a last question about trust in Eskom. We can't run away from that today. It really is going to be a topic dominating the conversations. Who do South Africans actually blame for Eskom's failures, Heinrich, according to your information?
Well, according to our understanding, it's laid to a large degree on the maladministration and alleged corruption in Eskom. It's not just poor management, but the hemorrhaging of critical funds in electricity supply, which is so critical to our country. So I think many citizens are upset about it. And I think what people really want is consequences. They want to see those who are responsible, whether it be maladministration or corruption, be held to book. I think that's really important.
Thank you so much for speaking to us this afternoon, Heinrich Vollmink. He is, of course, Executive Director of ALTA's Public Governance Division and speaking to us here about the South African Citizen Survey.